I'm Pastor Tom Miller. I don't look like Pastor Espinoza in any way, shape, or form, but we're glad that I can be here and serve you. I normally serve up at Redeemer in Huntington Beach. And join me in prayer. Lord, help us to hear your voice clearly today, tomorrow, and for eternity. Amen. Now, I've entitled today's sermon, The Master's Voice, and it's based upon the gospel reading from St. John. And I'll have to admit, this is probably the first sermon that I preached where there are more pastors in the nave than up here in the chancel. So it's not my typical Sunday morning congregation. And I will say that, today's gospel reading is only found in the gospel according to St. John, where we read of this exchange between Jesus and those around him. And much like the slow-witted sheep that he compares us to in verse 6, they don't get it. Christ had to explain the teaching to them. Now, they didn't even have the excuse that we do. I mean, how many of us know a shepherd or have even been around a flock of sheep? Okay, so you'll be my shill and make sure that I'm saying things right, okay? So just that we're all on the same page, let's look at some of the characteristics of sheep and see how Scripture notes these traits and maybe reflect upon how many of those traits we exhibit as well. One, sheep gets distracted very easily, and they get lost. And the same is true for us. I mean, how many of you have begun doing something on your phone and were distracted by what you saw on social media? Or how many of you walked into a room and then forgot why you wanted to be there? Okay. So, but how many of you have wandered and lost your way and wandered into sin and death? Isaiah famously wrote, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way." Second, sheep are social animals, and they get anxious when separated from the herd. Many recent studies have shown that this is true in humans as well, that isolation and anxiety are connected. Our reliance upon technology, busy schedules, breakdown of the family, and the decline in faith have all contributed to what experts call the epidemic of loneliness. But the shepherd watches out for his sheep that go off on their own. As we read in Luke's gospel, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and goes after the one that is lost until he finds it? And then when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.'" So the third, sheep will often follow without thinking. As we said, without a shepherd, sheep can and will wander. And because of that herd mentality, they can easily be led into danger by their peers. Now, they'll just follow one after another. And, you know, we're not that much different. How many of you know colleagues, friends, or maybe even family members who started hanging out with the wrong crowd and found themselves in trouble of one sort or another? Matthew describes how Jesus talks about us when we're without a shepherd, when he said, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Fourth, sheep are actually intelligent, and they'll recognize faces and voices. And in addition, also very emotional, complex. And again, that's very much like you and I, both thinking and feeling. In verses 3 and 4 of today's text, we read the words that echo these truths. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, as Victor pointed out, and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for indeed they know his voice. But, you know, I think that's enough about sheep and humans, because this is really a sermon not a lecture on animal husbandry. You know, but in verse 10, Christ tells us that the thief or robber comes in to destroy the sheep, you and I. And I want to look at two aspects of how that danger might manifest itself. First, the body, and second, the soul. Now, I'll argue that the first, the bodily danger, is really of almost no importance. Matthew quotes Jesus as saying, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." And St. Paul echoes this temporary nature of this bodily life, where he says in Corinthians, "We would rather be away from this body and at home in the Lord." Of more importance are those who would seek to harm our eternal souls. In verse 8, Jesus identified those who were the thieves and robbers as those that came before him. Let's look at some of them and see if their heirs are still around today. The first was the Jewish leadership, including the Pharisees, who sit in Moses' seat. Their primary attack on the souls of men was through the teaching that it was possible, through their own efforts, to please God and earn his favor. In truth, we know that the law cannot justify, but you know that doesn't keep millions and millions of people from seeking to earn God's favor, even today, through their own efforts, both in piety and charity. They believe that they don't need a shepherd, but can take care of themselves. The second one is the wolf in sheep's clothing, those who are false prophets, those who lead people astray into all kinds of evil with malicious intent. And remember that sheep are herd animals, and they can get into trouble by following the wrong leader, but they can also get into trouble when they wander away from the herd, because that's when they are prime targets for these type of predators. But you know, we can rejoice, because we indeed have a good shepherd. And later in this chapter, John writes these words of comfort: "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Now, I don't know many of you personally, but I'll bet it that most of us here were placed into the Father's hand when he adopted us at our baptism. And it was at that baptism where our sins were washed away that we heard the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus, calling us by name. The good shepherd protects us not only from the external dangers, but really also from our own sinful nature. As we heard in the epistle reading from St. Peter, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And I think it's important to note the verb tenses there. It's all past tense. The work of Christ is completed, and it was done for you. Now at this point, I want to shift the focus to the title of the message and talk about the importance of hearing God's voice in his message. Now, in today's world of deep fakes and AI-generated images, that old phrase of seeing is believing sort of seems to have lost its meaning. However, if we go back through history, even those who saw the miraculous signs and works of God weren't necessarily convinced of the truth of his message. No, as Scripture said, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of the Christ. And since that's the case, how many of you have heard God audibly speak to you? So then, how do we hear God's voice? Well, it's through the voice of fellow sinners. Once a week, for about an hour or two, we hear the voice of God through the public proclamation of God's word by those who are called to do so. Earlier in this service, I said, and you heard these words of absolution: Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But because we're easily distracted and fall into sin, We need to hear those words each and every week. When we hear the readings, we should remember that through most of human history, hearing was the main way that the words were repeated, and that's the way that God primarily used to move faith from one generation to the next. And remember that we're social animals, and things like tone and cadence, volume, and even the posture of the reader can tell us things that we can't merely get by reading books, words on a page. And a good sermon should not be a Bible study from the pulpit, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, a proclamation that convicts us of our sin, as well as provides the comfort of the gospel. That word of promise that Christ's death on the cross did, without any doubt, pay the penalty for your sins and mine. And finally, we're invited to share the foretaste of the marriage feast of the Lamb. Here in what St. Augustine called the visible words, we hear the words spoken from one sinner to another. This body that we eat was given into death for your sins, and the blood that we drink was shed for the forgiveness of your sins. And then we partake of those physical elements of bread and wine. Now, all this takes place for a couple of hours each week. So what do we do the rest of the week? Well, because we are connected, we're all members of the body of Christ, we can and should support one another, combating that epidemic of loneliness. In our private dealings with each other, we are to speak the word of God to each other, and indeed listen for them. Be it in saying the words, "I forgive you," rather than "it's okay," to one another, studying and discussing God's word with family and friends, listening to podcasts or audiobook, speaking an encouraging word to somebody who's hurting, or maybe calling somebody out for something that they have done or failed to do. We're all called to minister to each other in what theologians call the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren. So as our time together draws close, it's my prayer for all of us that we would indeed speak God's word to those around us this week and every week. Amen.